Hi, everybody. Come on in. How are we doing today? I got all the lights going today since it's getting dark out. Hello, Miss Christy. Sounds like you can hear me. So, all right. Yeah, it is evening. So, I've got my lamp over here. I've got one of those, what do you call it? Those ring lights. I don't have to break that out very often, but calls in the wintertime, in the evening, and the whiteboard. Yes. Are y'all intrigued with the whiteboard? I got something to teach today that I'm very excited about. I had some time this afternoon to really think about what I wanted to talk about today. So we're going to do a little teaching here at the beginning of the call. And then we'll get into some coaching. So anybody who wants some coaching and wants to just go ahead and get their hand raised, let's do it. I know I miss the whiteboard too, Jackie. We used to kind of break it out all the time for to do, y'all remember model, the models or think, feel, do cycle and all that kind of stuff. And just as our coaching has evolved and our teaching, we just kind of move in and out from the whiteboard, but it's always patiently waiting over here in the corner of my office to maybe do some teaching. And so I decided to break it out today. So I got some pages here that I'll flip over, but I just didn't want those to be distracting as we got started. So yes, let's see. Jean said it was cold and slushy where she is. It's not slushy, but it is cold down here in Arkansas, y'all. And we are, I mean, it gets cold here in the wintertime, but whew, I just walked the dog a little while ago and it's chilly. I mean, it's in the 30s, and down here in Arkansas, I mean, it gets into the 30s, but not quite this early most of the time. And it's been in the 30s for a few days. So I know I'm probably a sissy compared to some of y'all up in the Northeast or the North especially, but yeah, so I broke out my vest today and I'm staying warm. And of course I always have my handy dandy heated throw over my lap, not right at this moment, but yeah, so being cold, I don't know about y'all, but that's not my favorite thing in the world. That's a kind of an uncomfortable thing for me to be cold. And, but it's just something I recognize as the winter is approaching. It's like, okay, there's going to be kind of a new source of discomfort in my life as it gets colder. And I'm just, aware of that, right? I'm aware of that. And then, while I'm inside, I can stay as toasty as I want to, but now that we have the puppy, I am, we got to get out in this cold if we're gonna walking two or three times a day. So it's just a part of life. So, all right, y'all. I could just sit here and chat all day long, but I do have something to teach you all. And then, like I said, if anybody wants any coaching, get your hands raised. I don't bite, I promise. I'm not I think I'm a little bit more, I don't know. I mean, y'all, Corinne has softened so much over the years. She's not scary either. But I am definitely, approachable in terms of being a coach, a coach and coaching you. So, all right. Well, I did a live today in the binge group, if any of y'all saw it, about what I wanted to talk about today. And it's something that I'm sure is on a lot of your minds, especially maybe right after you binge, is can I binge and lose weight? Can I binge and lose weight? Most of you all came to know BS to lose weight. Okay. I am fully aware of that. And, we have this amazing support and, all these resources for those of us who binge eat. But I know that question, before I lost my weight, while I was, regularly binging, I would ask myself that question a lot. Can I do this and still, do this sometimes and still lose weight? What is your answer? Just off the top of your head, or you're really just kind of checking in with you, when you ask yourself, can I binge and still lose weight? What is your answer? I'd love to hear just from a few of you all, even. Yes, Denise said yes. Binges look much different. Lots of yeses. Okay, I like hearing that, but if there's some no's, that's okay too. Or maybe even sometimes it feels, it doesn't feel as possible, maybe, but yeah, so there are some yeses and but it's again, it's totally fine if sometimes it's a no or sometimes it's I'm not sure. Because I mean, I know I went back and forth. I went back and forth, and it's so totally okay for you all too. Jacqueline said yes, as long as it isn't a habit and not binge over a binge. Thank you, Tammy. That's actually what I'm going to talk about a lot today, is really the difference between, can I binge and lose weight or not binge and lose weight, is how do we show up for ourselves after like that initial binge, or after just a binge, right? Because that's really what makes the difference. And Jean said, especially if you don't beat yourself up. I'm talking about that too. So let's get into my little whiteboard here. So, and Amy said it feels like a big fat no to me. Okay, thank you for your honesty, Amy. And it's okay, y'all. It's okay if whatever your answer is, because we're going to talk about no and we're going to talk about yes. So here is the no side. If our answer is no, probably some of this stuff is happening. Okay, so can I binge and still lose weight? And I want you all to really think about, if your answer is no all the time, some of the time, why? Why do I sometimes think I can't lose weight if I binge? That's an amazing journal prompt for you. But here's what I came up with. And, this might just kind of get you started, but you might have some different answers. Okay. So here's why our answer might be no. So you binge sometimes, right? But it's what you make it mean. I make it mean I will never figure this out, y'all. That is immediately where my brain used to go when I would binge. I will never figure this out. I'm so broken. And I would sit in shame. Okay. I'd like to hear kind of, what do you make your binges mean sometimes that leads you to sit in shame and brokenness? What is your story sometimes, y'all? Because we got to get these stories out. We got to get the awareness out of what are we telling ourselves? And y'all, this is hard for us to hear sometimes. Let's see what y'all are saying in the chat. Do not overeat over and overeat, right? And that's kind of what we're talking about, is if we're thinking these kinds of things, I'll never figure this out. Oh my gosh, I did it again. I thought I had this figured out. I'm so broken. And then we sit in shame. What do we do often? The binge doesn't just stay as the one binge that we have sometimes. It grows. Right? We start binging over our binging because we're sitting in shame and we're sitting in just beating ourselves down. And I've coached a lot of you all. I know that a lot of times the binging can last for days and even weeks, sometimes even months. And it all started with one binge and what we made it mean. So this is where binging and losing weight do not work, or fit together. Because if we just keep binging more and more over our binge, no weight loss, right? Because a lot of you all may even be there right now where you're just binging a little bit too much to get weight loss. Because it is possible to binge and lose weight, but we got to clean up some of this stuff. So let me see what y'all are saying here. And I might have to grab my glasses because this chat is little. All right. Not fuck it eating over a fuck it eat is huge for me. And that's exactly what we're talking about here, y'all. Let's see. I screwed up again. Might as well just give up for the day, week, or month. Yes, Amy. Really great awareness. There's actually a term called might as well thinking. Because what does that lead to? This is what it leads to. I'll never figure this out. Might as well just give up or fuck it for a while. And that is very black and white thinking, right? That's very like all or nothing thinking. And if y'all didn't hear my call from Saturday for how to lose 5 pounds this month, I talked a lot about living in the gray. And Corinne's been talking about that too. I think it's in one of the lessons for the Lose 10 by New Year's course. Y'all, weight loss happens in the gray. Binging less happens in the gray. Because if we're just living in the black and white or the all or nothing, the first time we binge, we're going to say, well, we can't do this. And so let's just quit. And then let's binge for days or weeks or months. So we have to figure out what the gray looks like. And I'm going to talk about that on the next page. But I do want to look at y'all's chat. Yes, Jacqueline says another thing that she makes it mean is this is just what I do. This is just how I am. Very kind of absolute, like black and white kind of language, right? Not the gray of maybe this could just be something that I do every once in a while, but it doesn't have to define me. It doesn't have to be who I am or what I do all the time. That is gray thinking, right? And that's what can work better for us. Christy said, my story has changed. I haven't mentioned in a long time. I have thoughts of doing it. They are my brake lights to stop and really see what I'm needing. Yes, that's in the gray, right? Where, okay, we might have urges to binge, and that's a check-in alert for us. Something's going on here. Something's going on here, and you get curious. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. Jean said sometimes it's like an old friend is visiting, but we shoo them out the door instead of inviting them to stay. Binging was my best friend and coping mechanism, not anymore. Yeah. But that I kind of like that old friend kind of thinking about it because just because it was a friend at one time, it doesn't mean we have to hate it, right? If we still get urges to do it. You know? I mean, and that's my big thing that I talk about all the time, y'all, is that I really did start to befriend my binging and understand my binging as this way that I was loving and caring for myself. And it was like a very effective coping mechanism for me for a long time. Now, I also did have the consequence of not a lot of weight loss, not feeling great in my body. Also, it would bring up initially a lot of shame that I had to deal with. But it was a way that I was taking care of myself and loving myself. It wasn't a way that I was hating myself or damaging myself. We are always on our own side, y'all. We're not at war with ourselves. We are desperately trying to survive. That's what we're always trying to do. And care for ourselves. Okay. All right, let's see. There's anything else here? Yeah, another thought that can come up here, what Laura said. What does it matter? What does it matter? And but listen to how you're talking about it, Laura. I can't continue this nasty path. That's you calling yourself nasty. Did you hear how I talked about my binging just now? It was anything but nasty, right? It was okay. I developed a very efficient coping mechanism to deal with the hard things in life that just had the consequence of not losing weight or weight gain. But that's all it was. I don't make it mean anything bad about me. Yeah, so think about that, Laura. Because when we use these words, these really powerful words, these adjectives, it's like we're calling ourselves that, and that's not going to ever help us in the long run. Raman said, I guess I'm just supposed to be like my mom, overweight for all my life, which I know is not true, right? And I love that you're kind of recognizing that's the power of awareness, is that we can hear those thoughts and then start to question them. Right? Like, okay, my mom was overweight all of her life, but that doesn't mean I'm destined to do that. We can break generational cycles. Corinne talks about it all the time. That's her one of her big goals in life. And it is possible. All right, let's get to the yes. Can I binge and lose weight? Yes. So I want to point out that this is the same in both pages. I binge sometimes. So we don't have to stop binging to lose weight. I didn't, and you don't have to either. Now you can if you want to, if it's possible for you. But here's where I come from and what I share, just my journey and my thought about it is that I may just binge sometimes. I may just have something really hard come up in my life, and I may just go back to that old coping mechanism, to that old way of coping. And that feels right to me in my gut, in my soul. For you, it might sound different. But that's what feels good to me because then that, because it's not so black or white, right? It's not, oh my gosh, I have to stop binging and never binge again. Maybe I might be there someday, but I'm not right now. And I'm okay with that because I know that I can binge sometimes. And also, some people in the chat, right, talk about how their binges look different. Y'all, I had what I would call a binge for me yesterday. I was standing in the kitchen, eating popcorners out of the bag and scrolling Facebook on my phone while my dog was over here like chewing on a bone. Totally checked out. And I definitely was struggling with something yesterday. So that is what a binge looks like for me right now. I mean, and that kind of falls under the category of I may just binge every once in a while, and I'm okay with that. I needed to check out from life for a minute. And that's how I did it. And I ate probably half the bag. But it's okay. It's okay with me that I binge sometimes. Because I'm not going to gain all my weight back, or I'm not going to even gain weight from that experience if I do these other things after I binge sometimes. I really work on, and I worked on this yesterday. I felt some shame come up after I did that. And I was like, oh, Betsy, remember, we don't kind of go down very far down this path anymore. I see you, shame. I see you kind of coming up and saying, all right, do we need to feel terrible about this? Do we need to, just beat ourselves down about these popcorners? And I was like, nope. I know exactly what's going on. Know exactly what's going on. I was struggling with something at work yesterday morning. And I was, I was needing to just take a break and just not think about it for a little while. And that's what was going on. So I got into curiosity. When I kind of shut down the shame, when I was like, hey, Shane, instead, let's get curious about what's going on. How does this binge make sense? These are the kind of questions you can ask yourself that helps you just keep this one binge, and then it doesn't lead to more and more and more binges. What is there to learn here? So let me answer that question for me yesterday. First off, how did this binge make sense? I just told you. Struggling at something at work, and I need to just take a break and not think about it. And eating and, scrolling on my phone was is a way that I do that sometimes. And I just, I think my brain offered up, well, let's have some popcorners. Those will be tasty. And so I just said, okay, I just might do that sometimes. And that's okay. What is there to learn? If I'm staying curious about this, what could I kind of, what could I, maybe do instead? If maybe next time, because there will be something I'm struggling with at work, that's not going to change. But what could I do instead if maybe I wanted to keep practicing doing something different than eating? Well, I could just decouple the eating and the scrolling on the Facebook and just stand there and scroll on Facebook. Standing there and scrolling on Facebook does not have the consequences that eating does. Now, it does take up time, but I was, taking a break from work anyway. So what if I just stood there and kind of scrolled, let myself do that for 5 or 10 minutes? That's one thing that I could try, and that's one thing that I learned from this. I could also, another thing that I find that really helps take the temperature down on stuff for me is voicing it to my husband. Bless his heart, he still wants to fix everything. And he wants to, he wants me to just feel happy all the time. But I just tell him, okay, I don't need you to fix this. I just need to tell you what's going on at work. And that gives me the relief that the food is giving me. Okay. So there's just a lot to learn in terms of what do I want to try next time. And y'all, this is how now most of the time I'm able to turn the day around, the week around, the month around. And it stops at one binge instead of binging over a binge and binging over that binge and binging over that binge. So that's kind of what I call it, is like I am gotten really good now at turning the day around. And that's what you all can do too, and still lose weight because you're binging less. And that's just math, y'all. When we are binging less, we're much more likely to lose weight. You're taking in less food. So it's not like our binging has to end 100%, because for most of us, that's probably not realistic right now. I know it's not for me. But y'all, I have lost weight and I'm able to keep it off. There have been times throughout my journey. I'm 10 years into the journey. There have been times throughout my journey where I started binging a little bit more. I did gain some weight. But then I gained like 7 or 8 pounds. And then I turned the day around, or I turned the week around, and I got it back off again. That's another good thing to remember, is that, we don't just lose weight and keep it off and stay at the same weight forever, y'all. That is just not life sometimes. That's not what life looks like. That's kind of more that black and white thinking. Life is going to keep lifing. Life is going to keep happening. And that's okay. Because as long as we're kind and gentle with ourselves and we keep remembering that we're all on, we're all on our same side, all these parts of us are all just here to help us, then we can get through anything. So that's what I got for you. What questions do y'all have? I just thought it was kind of an interesting way to teach this concept. Was it helpful? Okay, good. Roseanne. Let's see. Okay, good. And I will take a picture of these pages and definitely put them in the Binge Facebook group. Let's see. Okay, and Lindsay, let me answer your question in a second. Y'all put any questions you want to in the Q&A. It's a good practice to tell your partner you just want to vent and not looking for solutions. Yes. Lindsay said, it sounds logical, but I still feel a little hesitant. I want to keep reminding myself that I'm safe. I'm not doing it wrong. That is another thing that you can, add to this list of things. When you binge, I'm safe. Oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you all about the, that reminds me. I'm so glad you wrote in, Lindsay, because I want to tell you all about a new resource from Coach Kathy. I posted about it in the Facebook group, but I want to put it here in the chat too. Because here's the thing, y'all, a lot of shame also creates a very unsafe place for us to be with ourselves. When we're in shame, that's a dark, scary place to be. So, absolutely. I mean, I'm going to write this on there, Lindsay, because I think that's an amazing tool for people. I'm safe. I'm safe if I binge every once in a while. I'm safe. And I'm not doing it wrong. I might cry because, y'all, probably the scariest thing in the world for me is thinking that I'm doing it wrong. I want to do everything right. But the only reason it's scary is because I make myself wrong when I do something wrong. So I practice every day to let myself be okay when I do things wrong. It will be a lifelong practice for me. I know me. I know why I think this way. And so if that helps you, Lindsay, I'm not doing it wrong. If I binge sometimes, I'm not doing it wrong. It's pretty powerful. Okay. And y'all, let's cry. If we need to cry, I've already cried once today. You might hear it in my sinuses. My sweet puppy has been kind of hard today. I called my husband crying, and that's another time I said, "Babe, I don't need you to fix it. I just need to cry, and I need to tell you it's been kind of hard." And y'all, sometimes it comes down to we cry or we eat. Crying is an amazing coping mechanism for us. I know it is for me. It cleans me out literally because all the snot comes out. And it just does something for me where it's like it lets me just love on myself a little bit, lets me feel, lets me connect with my husband. It's been an amazing coping mechanism for me. Okay. All right. I hope this has been helpful. God gave us tears for a reason, absolutely, y'all. There's reason. I even think about it like, oh my gosh, look at me. I'm like cleaning out my eyes, you know, getting any kind of impurities out of my eyes, cleaning out my nose. It's like a win-win because, and y'all, I used to avoid it like the plague, or I just used to not cry. I don't know. I didn't ever think. I mean, like I went through a long period of time. I've talked about it before, where I wanted to cry more, and it still didn't feel safe for me to really release and let go of that. And so now I'm like so proud of myself when I cry because it knows I know that I feel more safe with myself that I can cry. So those of you all who cry all the time and you think you shouldn't, I mean, I'm envious, but I do cry a lot more than I used to. And I can even now just kind of start talking about something and tear up. I'm like, look at me go. Look at me go. All right. Yes, it's such a relief. All right, Miss Tanya, let's bring you up. Let me kind of move this over. And like I said, I will post these in the Facebook group. Get this out of the way a little bit. And then we'll do a little coaching here for the second half. So half teaching, half coaching. All right. See what you got. And don't remind me to tell y'all about Kathy's page. Y'all may have heard about it on Facebook, but I'm so excited about it. Such a great resource. All right, are you coming on? Or it may have you may have mistakenly raised your hand. Well, let's see. If she doesn't come on, let me just go ahead and start talking about Kathy's new resource. So you'll probably hear about this in an email or probably in the newsletter next week, but Coach Kathy has created a nervous system resource page on the website. Oh my gosh. So I am going to actually share my screen because I want to show it to you all and really kind of see how we can kind of talk real quick about how it can help you related to binging. Okay. Do you all see it? Let me pull up my chat. Okay. Do you all see the page? Okay. So first I want to show y'all how to get to it. So you go to nobswomen.com, you click on resources, and then you got to scroll a little bit down here, but it's under nervous system resources. Okay. So this is the page, and there's just a good little basic overview of everything from Coach Kathy. And then she's got these little short videos. So they're just, you know, kind of taken from some of her calls, these little snippets of teaching. So they're only like 5 or 10 minutes. And all of these topics here are can be, you know, tools for you when you have urges to binge, or even during a binge, or even after a binge. Okay. So let's just pick one of them. Well, safety when making mistakes. It's like this can be kind of a little SOS page for you. If you make a mistake, and this is kind of what was going on with me yesterday, I made a mistake at work. And a lot of times I can make it mean something that's, you know, like I mean, just kind of like I was showing on the page earlier. I'll never figure this out. I mean, it's kind of like the same thing that a lot of the same thoughts we have sometimes when we binge is, you know, I'm so broken. I thought I had this figured out. You know, I suck. I'm so lazy. All these kinds of things. And so this is just, I'll click on this and it's just a little video. Let's see how long it is. 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Also, there is the transcript down here. So, and look at that little fancy thing where the video pops up down there. But you could even like cut and paste the transcript into something, into your notes app or something like that if you wanted to, you know, to save some of that. But y'all, it's a 3-minute video that could be a game changer when you make a mistake. Because the thing is that when we make a mistake and then we don't feel safe, and y'all, when I'm talking about safe, for those of you all who may not know so much about kind of nervous system resilience and all that kind of stuff, and that's really what this page can teach you about. We're not talking about safety in terms of physical safety. We are physically safe most of the time, right? What we're talking about is emotional safety, right? We think it's dangerous to feel our feelings sometimes. And so when we make a mistake, and then here comes the shame and the judgment and the calling ourselves names and all of that kind of stuff, that doesn't feel safe to us. And so that's what I mean when I'm talking about safety. Okay. So, yeah, every one of the videos has the transcript. And so the seven types of rest is an amazing resource that Kathy talks about. And of course, rest, all of us need to practice all of these types of rest. Sleep is only one type of rest. Grounding is a exercise. There's all kinds of different ways to ground ourselves when we feel out of home base with our nervous system, but this is an amazing resource there. The five core pillars of nervous system resilience, which I always have sitting here on my desk on a little sticky note: sleep, sunlight, movement, nutrients, and connection. And of course, you'll learn about that in the video. So, and then she's got a couple of resource sheets, like actually things. Let's click on the grounding. See, it's like ground, and there's little tools that you can do for yourself here. And y'all, you could print this out. You could take a picture of it with your phone and put it on your home screen. Just an amazing little resource for you. And then finally, at the very bottom, there's the replays of Coach Kathy, just like I do a bench call every month, she does a call every month called How to Feel the Hard Stuff Without Eating. And it's all focused on the nervous system and how that connects to, binging and overeating and stuff like that. So I just wanted to kind of go through that with you all. Let me see what you got here in the chat. I know we're always trying to level up things, and I've been wanting this for so long because I would, direct people to Kathy's calls, all the call replays, but this really does break it down a little bit more specifically to some specific tools. So I'm super excited about it. All right. So, yes, amazing resource. Transcript is good. And, oh, Christy, she said, rest is my not good enough this month. I love it. Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. So Coach Kathy did a group coaching program on nervous system resilience. And so some of these resources are from that. I am actually starting to think now that I see this page, I am kind of cooking up maybe something similar for binging. Don't quote me on that yet. But I think maybe a little SOS page for binging would be really helpful. So it's in the wheels are turning for me for to kind of level up some things there. So okay, I'm glad to hear that y'all think that would be helpful. So and again, not a lot, right? When we have a binge, we are, after a binge, we don't need to, kind of be bombarded with a bunch of information. But that's what I love about this page. It's just simple. There's just a few really helpful resources, but it's not overwhelming. And so that's what I would love to do for y'all too. So, okay. All right, 2026, Maureen. It's a deal. Yeah, pre-binge, during binge, and post. Yes. And actually, I have a resource that is similar to that, Christy, where it's before, what to do before a binge, what to do during a binge, and what to do after a binge. I have that resource already created. So it's just a matter of getting it up on the site. So, yeah, this is happening. It's going to be happening. I'll keep y'all posted definitely on the binge Facebook group. So let me just post this direct link to Kathy's resource page here in the chat. And then I will look at some questions. But y'all, if anybody wants any coaching, I am here till the top of the hour. So y'all raise your hand, but I'll look at these questions. Regina said, I get off work from being up all night, say I'm not hungry, but go home and eat and then eat more. I want to do it less. Can you use this to show me how to follow your process? Yes. So let me kind of look back at the process just to remind myself. So first off, I mean, you said I'm not hungry, but go home and eat and then eat more. Okay, that's kind of what caught my attention there, Regina. Why do you eat more after you go home and just eat that first time without being hungry? Okay, because that's how we, you know, that's what we really want to figure out. So, you know, maybe you always eat that first time without being hungry. Or, you know, you might work on reducing that too, but let's start with just reducing the eating more. Because what do you make it mean when you eat when you're not hungry, when you come home from being up all night, when you get off work? That's the first thing that I want you to really think about and journal on. Oh, here's Regina, that I'm not going to lose weight. Okay. But if you just eat like one thing when you get home when you're not hungry, we don't know if that's really true or not. Now, if you keep eating like you have been, yeah, you're not going to lose weight. But what could you say to yourself instead, Regina? Yeah, okay. I'm glad you're hearing me and kind of even just opening yourself up to the possibility, right? Like, how can we make that first eat not that big of a deal? You know, not, it's okay to do this. Yes, Regina, you're coming off of work and being up all night. What if you just planned a small snack, whether you're hungry or not? Sometimes, y'all, we got to just give ourselves permission to have something, even when we're not hungry. At first, I'm not saying you do that forever, but sometimes y'all are holding on so tight to, but I'm not hungry, that you just crash and burn and eat all the things. It's like, okay, if I get off work and I've been up all night and I just want a little something to eat when I get home, it's okay whether I'm hungry or not. I'm just going to start with that permission. Because here's the thing, what you've been doing before hadn't been working. You know, so we got to do something different. Yeah. And she said, I could tell myself it's okay to do this. And then I would likely feel empowered to stop at that. It's like, okay, I had a little something. I'm good. Sounds like a plan. I think I'll do that because maybe I keep going because I go into fuck it eats. Yeah. I think that's what's happening is you're like, you eat that first thing, and you're like, well, I wasn't hungry, so I messed up. Might as well just keep eating since I messed up anyway. It's that very like all or nothing thinking. And y'all, that is what screws us. Where if we just said, okay, I'm getting off work, I'm getting at home, let me just have a little snack, whether I'm hungry or not. And then I stop. And then I go to bed or I go on with my day or do whatever. Some of us we gotta loosen up on these rules a little bit. Now that doesn't mean you go all out and you always eat when you're not hungry. Now that's not gonna create weight loss either. But we're just sometimes holding on a little bit too tight to those rules, and we need to bring in some more permission. Okay. Y'all are chatting, chatting, chatting here, and I want to see what you're saying. Yeah, Christy said she would just end her shift with a piece of chocolate. That permission. When we just say, okay, I'm just going to let myself have this. We practice making it not big of a de that not that big of a deal. Okay. Yeah. If you're a nurse, you know, you've been on your feet all night. You know, just let's just experiment with that and see how it goes and see what you learn. Okay. Yeah. And when you're practicing that permission to just have a little something to eat, yeah, like maybe I also let myself sit and scroll my phone for 5 or 10 minutes. You know, and then eventually, maybe you don't need that thing to eat. Because I bet you anything, Regina, you just want to kind of check out and decompress for a minute. Just like I was saying, like what I did yesterday. And we've had a habit of using it to eat. So you could also just kind of try, like, and kind of, you know, practice what I, you know, what we call pause plus permission, where it's like, if you really want something to eat when you get home, say, okay, we can have something to eat, but let's first try something else. But what if I just let myself scroll my phone? What if I let myself just lay on the couch and close my eyes for 5 minutes? What if I just let myself watch 10 minutes of TV? And then we can always have something to eat after that. Just delay it a little bit and experiment and see if maybe you can get that need met in another way. Okay, that's how we practice doing something different. We don't just snatch the food away and say, nope, you can't have the food because you're not hungry. Now go, you know, scroll on your phone. It's like that doesn't feel safe to us, y'all, when we have, you know, used food as a coping mechanism for years and years and years. Just doesn't work. It has to be more gradual than that and in a more safe way. Okay. So, all right. Keep us posted, Regina. What a really good question. Okay, let's see. Is an overeat, Jackie asked, is an overeat considered a binge if we continue to do that at dinner? Don't get too caught up in the terms, Jackie. What really differentiates a binge from just a regular kind of overeat most of the time is that there's a lot more shame involved. With just like an overeat of like you eat a little bit past enough, or you eat some, you know, you eat a snack when you're not hungry. If you're able to kind of move forward without continuing to overeat, that's more of just an overeat. A binge is something that a lot of times, y'all, it's a large amount of food because we have such shame around it that we keep eating and we keep eating and we keep eating. That's kind of what I described with the first page, right, of the flip chart. So it's really more about, okay, is this something that, you know, maybe I just do sometimes and then it's, you know, I'm not just absolutely like beating myself down for it. That's kind of the difference. But again, just don't overthink the terms. Okay. So it's just eating to cope, eating to cope. Yes, Carolyn, she said, when we make a mistake, I think it means that we are a human being, right? It's a good reminder. That's an amazing way to think about making mistakes. Oh, yeah, I'm human, right? I'm not a robot. I'm not a machine. Humans are supposed to make mistakes, right? This whole human life, y'all, is supposed to be messy. I have lived a long time trying to have a very kind of neat, organized, safe little life. And then I got this puppy. I don't know what I was thinking. But he has taught me, no, life is supposed to be messy. Life is supposed to be figuring things out along the way, trying things that don't work, trying things that do work. And that is the biggest lesson he's taught me, and I'll forever be grateful for that. Okay. All right. Denise says, do you think it's possible to binge when you are out to eat? I constantly continue to eat until I'm full when I'm eating at a restaurant. Absolutely. I went out yesterday and noticed that I constantly pick at my food, thinking one more bite. Yeah. I mean, it's you can definitely binge when you're out. It's It's really getting curious about kind of how you're thinking about continuing to eat and continuing to eat. Binging isn't always, by ourselves or in secret. Sometimes it can be like you're just sitting there at a restaurant with other people and it's like, well, I've overeaten, so might as well just keep eating. It's sitting here in front of me, might as well just keep picking at it, And that's definitely if you're just kind of grazing, right? And just continuing to eat when you're at enough or you're past enough. Yeah, that can definitely be a binge. But like I said, y'all, I'm just really big on not getting caught up in terms, not getting caught up in labels. If y'all want to call a binge and overeat, I do not care. Okay. And you are not, worse off because you binge versus overeat. Okay. So just don't get confused in the term so much. It's really about the thinking and the feeling behind it. What is fueling the eating, right? What is going on with you when you're doing the eating? That's what I'm more interested in. Okay. All right. All right. Anything else? We got a few more minutes. Let's see. Was there anything else I wanted to tell you all? Because I do have a call at the top of the hour, but I have a few more minutes. So, I'm trying to think. Is there anything? Maybe we could do a little chat here. If y'all have any qu other questions, put them in the chat, put them in the Q&A. I've got that up right now. But what else would you all like to see me talk about on these calls in 2026? Along with maybe, a little resource page that is in the works in my brain. What else? What other kind of questions or subjects would you like for me to talk about in 2026? Sneaky eating. Okay, so sneaky, like kind of why we eat in secret, why we eat. When you say sneaky, puppy updates. So I'll be giving y'all puppy updates. Don't worry about that. When you say sneaky, Christy, what do you mean? What do you mean? It's how are you kind of defining sneaky? And it may be different things, but really eating when no one else can see me. Okay. And why we do that secret. Okay. So I'll definitely do a make a note of that. And for as we kind of think about that, just let's see. Okay. Loving yourself after an overeat or a binge. Really good, Audrey. Yes. Because I really do think it's a skill that I have developed over time because y'all, that shame can be powerful. When that shame comes in, and if you're believing anything that shame is saying about, we'll never figure this out and all that, and that shame, it's like it kind of pulls you down. And so I think that there is a skill to being able to kind of talk to that shame. Y'all may hear my dog barking as I'm talking. There's an update. My husband must be doing a little training or something with him right now. So there is a skill to being able to kind of talk to that shame and really just build a relationship with shame. And the relationship that I have built with my shame over time is once again, she is on my side. She pops up because she is desperately trying to help me and care for me. And just she thinks, I even kind of visualize, y'all. I even like have a full visual of like, she's like, no, stay down here with me, stay in the dark with me. Like, let's just stay here in the dark and we'll be safe. Let's just stay here and kind of keep beating ourselves up and keep thinking about how wrong and bad we are. This is what is safest for us. That's really where she's coming from. And when I really, really keep telling myself, oh, that's why she's here. She just thinks she's trying to help, she's trying to help me in her way. let's just hide here in the dark in shame. And this kind of is connected to the secret eating too, or the kind of the eating when no one else can see you, right? It is this, this somehow feels safe. Why does it feel safer to do to eat in secret? And Christy and others, that is something to get curious about and maybe journal on. Because eating in secret feels safer than eating out in the open, right? Or, overeating out in the open. Yeah. Why? Good, great question. Why? Why does it feel safer? So, let's see. Veronica said, I enjoy the feeling of being overfull. And that's even something else I think that is an interesting topic to discuss. Because there is, once again, y'all, I love to kind of connect everything with either safety or unsafeness. There is something that feels safe about being overfull. I experience this every once in a while. I think there is some kind of comfort, and I don't know if it is like a, I think it's probably just a human biological thing as a baby, right? When our tummies were full, we felt safe, right? It's like, okay, we're going to be okay. We're going to survive. I think a lot of it's kind of connected to survival and just this primal part of our brain that doesn't realize that, there's ample food available to us all the time. So when we feel really unsafe, there's this kind of unreasonable or, not logical part of us that's like, well, let's just get in all we can. So we'll be okay. We'll be safe for a while. So it really comes back to safety. Once again, y'all, I use that word a lot because it really is what a lot of this is about. And I'm gonna keep this chat so I can definitely take some notes here. Wendy said the different types of restriction, and that is something that I talked about in the small group bench course. So there's lots of topics there that I'm going to bring back out next year. And Sue said, I appreciate the reassurance that what I'm doing is normal and I'm normal while I'm working through the baby steps. You've helped me so much. Yes. I mean, it is just y'all normalizing, normalizing, normalizing. Because when we're normalizing, we're not thinking we're broken or abnormal. So that is something I can't talk too much about. I love hearing other people's stories that have overcome or that have reduced their binges. Yes, y'all, and that is what our amazing little Facebook community can be for. I would love to hear, and I'm going to post the link to that in the chat too before I get out of here, because if there's anybody on this call that's not in there, I would love for you to join. And then another thing I'm really committing to in 2026, it's been a little here and there, but every single week I'm going to do a post where you have that opportunity to celebrate some kind of win or some kind of way that you binge differently, you binged less. Sometimes we call it binging better, because I'm committed to giving y'all the opportunity to celebrate yourselves however you can. Because some of y'all, I mean, and when I was a member, y'all, I was not going to make a post myself. I thought that it had to be perfect and say the perfect things and all this kind of stuff. But I might respond to somebody else's post and call out a win for myself. So I'm definitely gonna be doing that. I mean, just even through the end of the year and definitely into 2026, because I want to give y'all every opportunity you can to find your wins and celebrate yourself, okay? Or even just read other people's wins, okay? All right, about to have to go. Yes, Christy, get in the groove. I just assumed you were in there already. Yes, Lindsay. Lindsay said, even normalizing the fact that I enjoy being full. See, I talked about it. I literally talked about like it is a human biological thing. So of course it's normal, right? This is the thing. Okay, awesome. I will check the group here in a little while, and I'll let y'all in, whoever wants to join. But you'll get in too, just, if I don't let you in, somebody else will. So it won't be long. So yeah, anytime you think something's wrong with you, that's an opportunity. That's just an opportunity to check in and say, would Betsy think that there's something wrong with me? Because y'all, if we're holding on to something's wrong about us, I bet you anything, I could find a way it's not. Or it's yeah, it's not wrong, right? That it's normal. Because as humans, we make mistakes. We like enjoy being full sometimes. So that's what I'm gonna leave y'all with today, because I gotta run. Is there something that I'm doing or that's going on with me, and I think I'm wrong for it? And let me just question that. And if y'all need some help questioning it, y'all know I'm an Ask Coaches, okay? And you can even put my name in the subject line, okay? And I'll find it. Okay? Because the more we can make ourselves less wrong, the better. Okay. I love you guys. This was so fun. And I will see you all again soon. We'll have another call in January, but I'll definitely see y'all in that Binge Facebook group. Okay. All right. See ya. Bye.